An unlikely partnership between the U.S. Department of Agriculture and Princeton's nuclear fusion program has produced a new way to pasteurize eggs using radio frequencies. For WHYY, Kyrie Greenberg has more about new technology coming to the dairy aisle.
At the USDA Research Center in Winmore, just outside of Philadelphia, Chris Brunkhorst watches 8 eggs spinning under a stream of water.
We have water flowing over the egg to take away excess heat. The idea is we want to concentrate the heat in the yolk. We don't want to heat up the egg white. The egg white is delicate and easily damaged.
The machine pulses radio frequencies, RF for short, which heat up the egg and poke holes in the membranes of bacteria, which can be passed on by an infected chicken. Brunkhorst's day job is an engineer at Princeton's Plasma Physics Lab, where he heats up plasma with RF to enable a nuclear fusion reactor. Pasteurizing eggs is his side project.
It's based on what they call cyclotron resonance heating. It's trying to get ions or electrons to move around faster. What we're doing here is just plain old ohmic heating. You're putting electricity in something and heating it up.
He met USDA researcher Dave Jevecki 15 years ago when Jevecki was working with juice, which can be pasteurized at much lower frequencies than eggs can. Traditional pasteurization uses only heat to kill bacteria. They figured out that you didn't need as much heat when combining it with RF. The process slices through bacteria, but spares the enzymes and vitamins that make up a food's fresh taste. Even so, juice manufacturers were not interested. They thought regular pasteurization was good enough.
Yeah, cider is very different today. When I was a kid, it was all unpasteurized, and I noticed the flavor difference very strongly.
With the egg, though, it's a little bit more serious. It looks really different, and it bakes really different.
So why focus on eggs? As bacteria such as salmonella have grown resistant to antibiotics, hospitals and nursing homes have turned to dried egg powder. Jevecki says the egg industry thought using RF would give them a shot at selling pasteurized eggs to facilities that resorted to the powder out of safety concerns. So he started experimenting, including making sure the RF eggs would work for bakers.
We want to make an egg that's as close to fresh as possible. So when we take the pasteurized eggs to test them, we bring them out here and we bake angel food cakes with them, or we check whipping and we check foaming.
With an industry backer, they plan on bringing to market by 2020 a machine that will pasteurize 8 eggs a minute. Brunkhorst says they are excited to see RF pasteurized eggs in the real world.
Yeah, we want to make the world safe for cookie dough.
That said, raw flour in cookie dough could also carry illness-causing bacteria. Last year, the Food and Drug Administration recalled 10 million pounds of flour because of E. coli contamination. The USDA says it has used radio frequencies to sanitize raw fruits and vegetables and partnered with Penn State University to apply RF to lumber and wood pallets as a way to control invasive insects. Maybe flour is next? For WHYY News, Kyrie Greenberg.